Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Learning English with Mr. C. 大家好，又到了本期的和西哥学英语节目了。好了，大家是否对于自己的英语有所信心有所增长呢？最近有些人反映说我读的文章有点太枯燥了。正好了，我记得我上一次节目是不是说过我喜欢英语台词来着？好，今天呢，我给大家读一些经典的英语台词，跟电影一起学习呢，也是一种很好的学习方式。电影的台词都是由一些著名的美国文学大学毕业的人，然后给完成的。所以英语台词的价值呢，一般都是相当高的。当然，那得看什么电影了。最近呢，我看了一部电影，叫做《国王的演讲》。这部电影非常老了，但是里面呢，充满了非常具有绅士风范的伦敦式英语，非常值得大家学习。现在呢，我一个人扮两个角色，给大家念一段。
Hello, is anyone there? I'm just in the loo. Ah, Miss Johnson, there you are. I'm sorry there's no receptionist.I like to keep things simple. Poor and content is rich and rich enough.
Sorry?
Shakespeare, how are you? How do you do?
Traveling alone.
Now this is slightly awkward, but I'm afraid you're late.
Yes, I'm afraid I am.
Where's Mr. Johnson?
He doesn't know I'm here.
That's not a promising start.Not one bit.
My husband has seen everyone to no avail. Awfully afraid he's given up hope.
He hasn't seen me.
You're awfully sure of yourself.
Well, I'm sure of anyone who wants to be cured.
Of course he wishes to be cured.
My husband is required to speak publicly.
Perhaps he should change jobs.
He can't.
Indentured servitude.
Something of that nature, yes.
Well, we need to have your hobby pop by Tuesday would be good. He can give me this personal details, and I will make a frank appraisal, and then we can take it from there.
Doctor, forgive me.
I do not have a hobby. We don't pop, and nor do we ever talk about our private lives.You must come to us.
I'm sorry, Miss Johnson. My game, my turf, my rules. You have to talk over with your husband. And then we can speak to me on the telephone. Thank you very much for dropping by. Good afternoon.
And what if my husband were the Duke of York?
The Duke of York?
Yes, the Duke of York.
I thought the appointment was for Johnson.Forgive me, Your Royal Highness, Your Royal Highness.
Johnson was used during the Great War. When the Navy didn't want the enemy to know he was aboard.
And I'm considered the enemy.
You will be, if you remain unobliging. You will appreciate the need for absolute discretion.
Of course. How did you find me, Your Royal Highness?
The president of the society speech therapist.
Ellie Michelard? He's a sport.
Dr. Michelard warned me your antipodean methods were unorthodox and controversial. I warned her those were not my favorite words.
I can cure your husband, but for my method to work, I need trust and total equality.
Here in the safety of my conciliation room,No exceptions.
Well then, in that case, when can you start?
好了，大家听过这一段之后，不知道我模仿的伦敦式英语大家听没听懂呢？好了，来，大家来跟我一起看一下里面的特殊词汇啊。这段话为什么选这段话呢？那这段话里面有很多很多有意思的东西。比如说呢，这个医生 啊，他说的话就显得他好像把 Shakespeare 的东西都读完过一样。Poor and content is rich and rich enough. 安贫知足即是福。Poor, 穷 and content 是知足的意思。Is rich and rich enough. 是富而且是够富了。贫知足就够了。Poor and content is rich and rich enough. Poor and content is rich and rich enough.再看看这个妻子说的一句话也很有意思啊。My husband has seen everyone to no avail. No avail. Avail 这个单词我们来学习一下。Avail 叫做 no avail, 不见效。Avail. Veil. Nail. Ale. Avail. 大家一定要把 A, 那么这个音呢 ,A 要发的准确一些。这个 A 就跟我们读平常的字母 A 一样，一定要发的准确一些。Avail, seen everyone to no avail. Well, 今天的阅读就到这些。那么大家是否从中学到了一些什么呢？好了，本期节目就到此了。我一定会随时和大家联系，再会。